Part 2, starting now. Dear Mr. Osborne, first of all, I should like to thank you very much indeed for your generous hospitality when you came down to see us the other day. My partner and I enjoyed the luncheon at the Feathers Hotel, and perhaps you would allow us to return the compliment when we next visit you in London. As we mentioned, there are great possibilities of developing the road transport system in this area because of the lack of competition. New businesses are now coming to the area, and when you consider the industrial growth that has taken place in the last 5 years, prospects look very bright. Our fleet of lorries, though small at the present time, can be extended quite easily since we have been fortunate in obtaining extra finance from the bank. I note that you will, during the next few days, be busy with your dispatch department working out the volume of business for the area, but whatever the total, we can carry out all your work. After you left, we discussed the question of our proposed terms of business, and there are just 2 points that we would like to raise. Whilst the rate per load can be fixed according to the scale of charges per vehicle, I think we should also take into account the type of materials handled. Loading facilities at most factories are good, but I have in mind 2 places where extra time in loading would be involved. Perhaps it would be a good idea to grade our customers so that the scale fees take account of the particular industry and type of goods handled. The second point is about the yearly volume of goods transported. We wondered whether it would be possible or not to receive an extra percentage, which is calculated on the total weight carried each year. This would be an incentive to us as a firm, and it would mean that we could give the drivers an incentive for quicker deliveries. Yours sincerely. End of part 2.